Morris, America's finest cigarette, presents My Little Margie, starring Gail Storm and Charles Farrell, transcribed in Hollywood. Good news for all King smokers. Philip Morris now costs no more than other leading king-size cigarettes. Philip Morris has always been a premium quality cigarette, and Philip Morris Kings have always sold at a premium price. Now, the premium quality is still there, but the premium price is out. Today, Philip Morris King sells to your dealer at no higher price than other leading king-size cigarettes. So now, it costs you no more to enjoy the best. Philip Morris King, by the carton or pack. Premium quality at no premium price.
Sometimes the only way Margie can get her father to do something she wants is to trick him into it. And it looks like tonight is one of those times. As we look in on the Albright apartment, we find Margie hatching a plot with her friend and neighbor, Mrs. Odette.
Now remember, Mrs. Odette, the idea is to persuade my father to go away for a few days to Silver Lake up in the mountains. And naturally, we want him to take us with him.
Of course, we'd all enjoy the vacation. But how do we put your father in that frame of mind?
We'll have to soften him up. Do you think you can do it?
Oh, I'll soften him up all right. When I get through with him, he'll be so soft. When he walks, he'll squish.
Oh, that's fine.
You'll have to call him Gooey for short. What are you laughing at, Margie?
Oh, I was just thinking, poor men. They haven't got a chance against us women.
Yeah. Suckers.
Oh, honestly, Mrs. Odette, sometimes I think he's... Quiet, I think I hear Dad coming.
Hello, Margie. Hi, Mrs. Odette.
Hello, Mrs. Albright.
Dad, it's so nice to see you. Come here. Sit down in your favorite chair. I think you'll enjoy it more than ever tonight.
I will? Or why?
I've been sitting in it to warm it up for you.
It's a warm evening, Margie. I don't think I'll be comfortable sitting in a warm seat.
Stand aside, Mr. Albright. I'll blow on it and cool it off.
Never mind, Mrs. Odette. It's a chair, not hot soup. I'm not used to all this attention. Now, come on, what's this all about?
Well, all right. We wanted you to go away for a few days to Silver Lake. You need a rest.
There's nothing wrong with me. I feel fine. Now, look, girls, I'm much too busy to take a few days off.
Well, that's the very reason you should. You're keeping your nose too close to the grindstone.
Yes, you wear it off. And then when you get rich, you won't have anything left to turn up at your neighbor's.
Hello, Albright. Hi, Margie, Miss Lovette.
Mr. Honeywell, what brings you around?
A glass of water, but whiskey's quicker.
Oh, no.
You know, when I tell a little joke now and then, it makes me feel better.
Oh, it isn't that you feel better. You just seem that way because everybody else is sicker.
Fine way to talk to your boss. Margie, what ails this sourpuss?
We're trying to get him to go up to the lake for a few days, but he keeps repulsing us.
Yeah, he's pretty repulsive. Why don't you want to go, Albright?
Well, what am I going to do with that lake, stuck up in the mountains somewhere? Am I going to have any fun?
No, I guess not. You'll get worn out pulling in all those big fish you're going to catch.
Yeah. And you'll probably be bored sitting on the beach all day watching all the bathing beauties parading around.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Margie, I was just thinking.
What about that?
Oh, it's been a long time since I threw out a line and hooked anything.
Trout
or a bathing beauty. Come on, Margie, Mrs. Odette. Let's get all this stuff packed.
Hey, Dad, you've got pup tents here, sleeping bags, kerosene stove, hunting knives, axes. What's the big idea?
Oh, I decided to make a camping trip out of it. We'll go to the other side of the lake and rough it.
Rough it?
Yes, I'm the rugged type. I like to drink my coffee out of doors.
Don't you get splinters in your lips?
What's the fun of putting up at a hotel? Let's get out and commune with Mother Nature.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Freddy boy.
Well, well. Freddy Wilson himself, in the flesh.
Yeah, I wear it every time I go out.
And that's what I wish you'd do.
Dad, don't be harsh with Freddy. He's only a boy.
I know, but a boy of what?
Well, Freddy, now that you're here, make yourself useful. Help us pack this stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You'll find some things in the other room. Bring them in.
Oh, with pleasure, Margie. I'll be right back.
Mrs. Odette, hand me those blankets. And I've got room in this trunk for your bathing suit, too.
Oh, I'm not going swimming. I've been up to Silver Lake before, and the swimming there is awfully dangerous.
But the water isn't rough at all.
Oh, it's not that. I like to float on my back. And people kept docking their boats on me.
She's only kidding, Dad. Pack her bathing suit.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Albright.
What is it, Freddy?
Have you got a good memory for faces?
Oh, yes. Why do you ask?
I just broke your shaving mirror.
Dad, anybody can make a mistake.
Okay, okay. Margie, you'll find a little folded-up square of rubber in the closet. Now, get it for me, please.
Okay, Dad.
You mean this thing that's folded over like a package?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a collapsible rubber boat. I bought it at a war surplus store. Now, let me have it.
What's this little red button on it?
Well, you push it to inflate the boat.
I wonder how it works.
Oh, Margie, Margie, don't touch it.
Help! Help! I'm
lost! Mr. Albright, the boat's got inflated. It's got her pinned inside the closet. She can't get out.
Help!
Don't be scared, Margie. Just grab one of the oars and row yourself out.
Well, let's not stand around in the hall, Margie. Are we all set to go?
Yes, Dad. The windows are closed, the blinds drawn, and the door locked.
Well, we're all set for our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, Margie, how about the milkman?
I'm sorry, Dad. He'll have to go on his own vacation.
Well, come on. I'll put the steamer trunk, the two foot lockers, and the duffel bags in the trunk compartment of the car, and the three suitcases in the hat box in the back seat, and we three will ride up front.
Where will I ride, Mr. Albright?
You? You're not going.
I'm not. Okay. Margie, what'll I do without you?
I'll only be gone 3 days, Freddy.
Margie, I can't let you go, leaving me all alone without someone to lean on. It'll be a big shock to me to suddenly have to face the world.
It's going to be quite a shock to the world.
Goodbye, Freddy.
Give me one more second, Margie. Let me drink in your perfume.
Go ahead, Margie. Get him a cup full.
Oh, I hate to go without you. Oh, Freddy.
Oh, Margie. Oh, nuts.
Come on, come on. It's getting late, and I want to...
There's your phone, Mr. Albright.
Oh, yeah. I'll just see who it is, and then we'll go. Hello? Oh, yes, yes, it is. Oh, hello, Mr. Green. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Fine.
Who was it, Dad?
Oh, Mr. Green from Cleveland. I've been trying to get his business for 6 months. He said he just came to town and he wants to come over this evening and talk to me.
Well, so what do we do?
Well, Margie, remember what you said when you packed this steamer trunk, the two-foot lockers, the duffel bags, and the three suitcases and the hat box?
Uh-huh. I said if I ever had to unpack and then pack them again, I'd scream.
Well, let it fly, baby. I've got my fingers in my ears.
You're pretty fancy riding. Come on, I'll race you to the stable.
Good.
Horseback riding is lots of fun, especially for young Americans. They get more out of everything they do. And no wonder. Their senses are keener, sharper, more alive, including their sense of taste. That's why Philip Morris travels with the younger set.
Philip Morris cigarettes contain more vintage tobacco. Vintage tobacco is tobacco grown under ideally balanced conditions. Just the right amount of sunshine, just the right amount of moisture. A combination that makes the plants grow tall and good, with a delicacy of flavor you can get out of no other tobacco. And of course, this delicate flavor is carefully guarded in every step of making a Philip Morris for the most modern precision instruments and quality controls. So every Philip Morris reaches you with its full share of flavor with uniform quality.
So follow the lead of Young America. Smoke Philip Morris King Size. Their greater length ensures a greater measure of gentleness and flavor. Next time you do the family shopping, pick up a carton of Philip Morris.
Well, the camping trip has been temporarily canceled. It is now evening, and Mr. Green, the prospective client, is visiting Mr. Albright.
Well, Mr. Albright, I'd like to become your client. Then, I don't know. You have a good company. Then again, so is your competitor.
Oh, yes, that's true.
And it's all right. May I see you a moment, please?
Of course. Excuse me, Mr. Green. What is it, Mrs. Odette?
I'm getting impatient. That man's conversation flows like mushy tapioca.
Oh, what am I going to do? He can't make up his mind. He's a hard man.
The sooner he makes up his mind, the sooner we can leave. The
trouble with Green is he's a slow thinker. If he'd only make up his mind a little faster.
Well, you might be able to make him think faster. Try talking about fast things. Maybe it'll speed him up.
Oh, it's worth a try. Pardon the interruption, Mr. Green. Where were we?
I was saying, this is how I'd like to be your client. But I don't want to rush into things.
Yes, I know. Mr. Green, we're living in an age of speed. Quick decisions. Do you realize commercial airliners zip along over 400 miles an hour and jet planes that pass the speed of sound? Now, what do you think of that?
I think that's wonderful, really remarkable.
Everything is rapid motion. Messages are received in the twinkling of an eye. Guided missiles fly thousands of miles an hour. Why, so fast they're almost invisible. Now, don't you think people should keep pace?
I certainly do. It's a shame the way people waste time. Time is money. Men have to make up their minds. Things are happening so fast, we have to be fast, too.
Yes, everything's going faster. Now, what is your split-second decision about doing business with my firm? Well, that's very interesting.
Margie, how long is your father going to be busy with this Mr. Green?
Who knows? All we can do is sit here in the corner and watch them. As soon as they're through, we'll take off again.
Margie, I'll bet you're glad to be going away without me. I'll bet you can hardly wait to leave me behind.
Freddie, I'm not happy about it at all.
You are, too.
I am not. You're just being narrow-minded.
Narrow-minded? I am not. I'm as thick-headed as anybody.
Actually, I feel terrible about going away without you. And I don't even want to go camping at all. But I can't tell Dad without looking silly about it.
Well, the way your father is speeding up that Mr. Green's thinking, it looks like the deal is going to be made any minute.
Yeah.
And then off you go on a trip you don't want to make.
Hey, Freddie, huh? I was just thinking, suppose I try and slow down Mr. Green. He'll have trouble making up his mind again. Why, it might take months before Dad goes on that trip, and he might never even go at all.
Go ahead, Margie. Go to work on Mr. Green.
Oh, pardon me, Dad. I hate to interrupt, but why don't you get Mr. Green the hors d'oeuvres?
Huh? Oh, certainly. I'll go get them.
Mr. Green, what do you think of the proposition my father is offering you?
It's good. He can make me some excellent investments. Sound programs he lays out. Wonderful future. I like the way he talks.
Just don't rush into things, Mr. Green. Dad's a fast talker, you know.
Well, I'm just about ready to tell him I'm signing as a client.
Well, it's an important decision, Mr. Green. Haste makes waste, you know. Take a week to think it over.
Here you are, Mr. Green. Eat up. Now, how about signing on the dotted line?
Well, now, Mr. Albright, I need a little more time to think it over.
Huh?
I'll let you know in a week.
Or two? Or eight?
You'll hear from me. Good. Night.
What happened?
Freddy, I did it. Now Dad will stay in town until the deal is closed.
Oh, boy. Margie, I've come to a decision about that camping trip we were all thinking of going on.
What decision is that, Dad?
Inasmuch as there's no telling how much time Mr. Green intends to take before he makes up his mind, we're leaving the first thing in the morning.
Oh, I've been stabbed.
Oh, Mr. Honeywell, it's mighty decent of you to drop in this evening and give us a hand with the packing.
Oh, no, not at all, my boy. Now, personally, I think you took too much in your pack this morning.
Yes, we certainly did.
Oh, you've got to cut down.
You're right. Marge, we're taking just the essentials and some light fishing tackle. If we need anything up there, we can use fish to get it.
Fish? What are you talking about?
Well, the tradespeople up there on the other side of the lake are real backwoods type. They use fish as money.
They use fish as money?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they must have a messy time playing the slot machines.
Well, I think you've got this packing situation under control. When are you leaving?
Oh, first thing in the morning.
Fine. I may come by to see you off. Good night.
Good night, Miss Honeywell.
Good night, boss. Thanks. Oh, Marty, it's really going to be exciting camping out in the woods. Why, we might even find some deer tracks.
Oh, Dad, that's silly. A deer doesn't run on tracks.
Marty, are you kidding me, or are you really...
I'm wearing my new camping outfit. How do you like it?
It fits too tightly on you, Mrs. Odette. You won't be comfortable.
Why not?
Well, tight clothes stop the circulation.
You're crazy. A woman in tight clothes is always in circulation.
I give up. Now listen, Margie. When we get up to Silver Lake, the first thing I want you to do is pitch the tent.
Pitch the tent?
Well, you know how to pitch a tent, don't you?
Sure, but who's going to catch it?
Margie, you pitch it, I'll catch it, and let your father try to hit it.
Oh, something tells me that you girls aren't ready for camping out in the woods. You need practice.
Practice? What do you mean?
Well, before we go, Vern Albright, the old woodsman, is going to give you a few camping pointers up on the roof.
You mean you want us to camp out on the roof?
Yes, the whole night. We're going to simulate actual woodcraft conditions.
We're going to simulate actual woodcraft conditions?
That's right.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I'm going out to get a corsage of poison ivy.
Say what you will, ladies, some things are wonderful, and solitaire cake makeup is one of them. You'll put it at the top of your list of wonderful things once you try it. Believe me, solitaire is not like any makeup you've ever used. Cake, cream, liquid, or pressed powder. Solitaire is different. Why different? Consider this. Solitaire covers perfectly, hides little lines and blemishes, gives your complexion the most flawless look, even close up. Yet solitaire is feather light. Look sheer, feel sheer, is sheer. And always remember, there's no finer makeup at any price, nor one more pleasant and flattering to wear. In order to get Margie and Mrs. Odette ready for their trip, Mr. Albright has decided that they'll camp out all night up on the roof. We find them now on the roof of their apartment house, surrounded by their camping paraphernalia.
Come on, girls. I'll get a little campfire going and we'll cook our supper. There, I've got the firewood burning pretty well.
Hey, Dad, look at those dark clouds in the sky. I hope it doesn't rain.
Nonsense, it's not going to rain. I can tell. There's no rain up in those clouds.
Yeah, but they could be empties going back for another load.
Listen, I'm an old woodsman, and I can tell about rain. It's not going to rain tonight. I'd bet 10 to 1 on that.
Mr. Albright, you've just been saving.
Dad, the rain just put the fire out.
Oh, I'll light another fire as soon as the rain lets up.
Look, the rain stopped. It was just a fast sprinkle.
Fine, I'll make some coffee. Oh, I'm a great coffee maker.
So, here's your old metal coffee cup, Dad. The one you used on your last trip.
Are you sure that's my cup?
Sure. See the scars where the coffee you made ate away the aluminum coating? Come on, Mr. Albright, light the fire.
Well, the wood is all wet. I better chop up some more firewood. There. Now I'll just put a match to it. And now the fire is really blazing.
I sure hope it doesn't rain anymore tonight.
Impossible. It can't come down again.
Mr. Albright, don't look now, but the rain that didn't come down put out the fire.
Dad, I'm getting soaked to the skin.
Well, hurry up. Let's put up the tent.
The tent? Are you nuts?
What's the matter?
That firewood you used just topped up the tent pole.
Oh, no.
Dad, I'm getting wet. Let's go downstairs.
Nothing doing. We're staying up here all night. Just as we'd have to do if we were really in the woods. Now, come on, do as I do. Put your sleeping bag over the air mattress and climb into the bag.
I'm in.
My goodness. What was that noise, Mr. Albright?
I forgot to take off my hunting knife and it punctured my air mattress.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were letting the air out of your head.
Oh, but now there's nothing between my back and these pebbles on the roof but a thin sleeping bag. Oh, it's uncomfortable.
We'll get out of the bag and we'll figure something out.
Okay. Oh, Margie.
What is it?
Oh, the zipper is rusted. I'm locked in.
You can't get out of the bag?
No, and these pebbles are digging into my back and the rain is coming down on my face.
Well, take your hunting knife and cut the bag open.
I can't do that. I wouldn't have anything to sleep in. Oh, what am I going to do?
That's your problem, Davy Crockett.
Good morning, Mr. Honeywell. Fancy meeting you at the Albright door.
There's nothing fancy about it. I came over here to bid him a plain and simple goodbye.
Oh, I understand.
You should. You're plain and simple.
Hey, look, the door is open.
Hmm?
Hello? Anybody home?
Oh, let's go in. Hey, all the bags and camping equipment are gone.
Well, what do you know? It looks like they left extra early for Silver Lake.
Look, kid, I just got a mad desire to head for the tall timber myself. You want to come with me and we'll join the Albrights up there?
Do I? I'll stay.
Well, come on. Let's get packed fast and we'll take off. Maybe we can even catch up with them on the road.
Oh, boy. Camping. I've never been camping.
Oh, you'll love it. Even if we don't find the Albrights up there, we'll stay for about a week anyway. Think of it, Freddy. Fresh air, sunshine, sleeping in a pup tent.
Oh, I don't want to sleep in a pup tent.
Why not?
The barking will keep me awake.
Oh, open the door, Margie. I want to go in and collapse.
Oh, me too. I'm so worn out I could hardly drag myself off the roof.
None of us eight have got any sleep. We're hungry, dirty, miserable, and unhappy. I've got only one word to say for camping in the open. Food!
Well, strangely enough, I feel the same way. I'll never go on another outing, so help me, Hannah.
Yeah, let Hannah go first, Phil.
Well, I'm glad the trip is off. Now I can be with Freddy.
I think I'll call the office and tell Mr. Honeywell I'm coming in today. Hello, Betty. This is Mr. Albright. Let me speak to Mr. Honeywell, please. What?
Dad, what's the matter?
Well, Mr. Honeywell and Freddy left for Silver Lake and won't be back for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, here are Charles Farrell and Gail Storm. Say, Charlie, I heard you telling Gail last week how beautiful girls look in the summer.
Oh, yes. When they acquire those beautiful berry brown complexions and that luscious tan on shoulders, arms, and legs.
Yes, but what about the many, many gals that just can't take time to sunbathe in the summer?
Oh, Roy, that's simple. All they need do is to wear one of the gorgeous summer shades of Solitaire Cake Makeup. You see, Solitaire gives any gal just the kind of beautiful outdoorsy look she wants in the summer. The fact is, you can't tell a summer shade of Solitaire from an actual tan. Solitaire looks so natural. That's why so many of us who can't always be suntanning wear Solitaire Cake Makeup for complexion, shoulders, arms, and legs.
Get a compact tomorrow. Solitaire by Campana. My Little Margie stars Gail Storm and Charles Farrell and is based on characters created by Frank Foss and produced, directed, and transcribed by Gordon T. Hughes for Hal Roach Jr. and Roland Reed. My Little Margie is written by Lee Carson. Verna Felton is Mrs. Odette, Gil Stratton Jr. is Freddie, and Will Wright is Mr. Honeywell. Jack Moyles was Mr. Green. I'm Roy Rose. If you're short on willpower and long on overweight, you need help to reduce. You need AIDS. A-Y-D-S. Delicious low-calorie candy enriched with vitamins and minerals. Enjoy AIDS before meals as directed. It curbs your appetite for fattening foods and desserts. You automatically eat less. You avoid hunger pangs. The AIDS plan is guaranteed to help you lose weight with your first box. Price $2.98 or money back. Ask for AIDS at drug and department stores. Again next week to My Little Margie, brought to you next Sunday night by Campana, famous name in cosmetics, creators of Solitaire Cake Makeup.
This is the CBS Radio Network.